In reality, Buddhas and sentient beings are equally precious. Buddhas, because they reveal the path to enlightenment. So we respect them, prostrate to them, draw close to them, wish to become like them. And sentient beings are precious because they act as the objects of compassion that we need in order to attain enlightenment. This is very interesting, and we need to check, is this how I think, that living beings and Buddhas are equally precious? Because their kindness in enabling us to attain our supreme goal, enlightenment, is equal. So their kindness in enabling us to attain the supreme goal, enlightenment, is equal. We need both. We need Buddhas guiding us, blessing us, teaching us, inspiring us, and we need all living beings as the objects of the minds we're trying to develop, such as universal love and compassion. Because their kindness in enabling us to attain our supreme goal, enlightenment, is equal, we should regard Buddhas and sentient beings as equally important and precious. So as I've mentioned already, every instruction, be it a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph, is like a mirror of Dharma. And by looking in that mirror, we can check, do I think like this? Do I not think like this? Because with every instruction, we are learning what we need to abandon, our normal ways of viewing, thinking, our normal intentions and activities, and learning what views, intentions, and activities we need to adopt. So rather than thinking, Geshe-la says we should never think, I know this. What we should be asking ourselves is, do I practice this? Because through our Guru's kindness, we have so much special information, extraordinary spiritual knowledge he's giving to each of us. And Geshe-la tells us one of the signs that we're tasting Dharma and we're practicing the instructions is that when we know what's coming. So perhaps you know what's coming next. It's a quote from Shantideva. When we know what's coming, and the sound of that instruction, just the sound of it, knowing what's coming, fills our mind with the joy of faith, because we love the instruction from our own small or great experience. So Geshe-la says often, you know, he says we need to read this 100 times, we need to hear this 100 times, 1,000 times. Geshe-la's encouraged us, for example, with the chapter on ultimate bodhicitta. We need to read, listen 100 times, and then 100 times more and again and again and again. You know what it reminds me of? If you've read a child, a small child, a story. And when you read a small child a story they know very well, at the end of the story, what happens? They say, read it again. So I think this is the mind we need. So here, the instruction that we're learning, it's not, do I know this? Oh yes, this is regarding Buddhas and living beings as equally precious. We each of us check, do I practice this? Do I practice like this? Am I yearning to practice like this? Because their kindness enabling us to attain our supreme goal, enlightenment, is equal, we should regard Buddhas and sentient beings as equally important and precious. So everyone we meet, for us it can be like meeting an emanation of Buddha. As Shantideva says in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, since living beings and enlightened beings are alike in that the qualities of a Buddha arise in dependence upon them, why do we not show the same respect to living beings as we do to enlightened beings? So that's Shantideva's question. It's a question to each one of us, because Shantideva's encouraging us. Because our Buddhahood in this very life, which is what we're being offered through the unmistaken Dharma coming from our Guru's heart, our Buddhahood in this very life arises in dependence equally upon living beings and Buddhas. Therefore, we ask ourselves the question, do I believe that? Because if we believe that, it shows in our behavior. It shows in our mind of respect to living beings.